True story.
Starting in 1848, thousands of people arrived in California looking for gold. The work was hard, but some were lucky.
The California Gold Rush. 1849. A convoy of wagons sets off for California, 3,000 kilometers away.
We've got to cross the whole of America!
Yeah! I'm Alan, and this is Judy. I used to be a doctor.
I'm Jack. I was a farmhand.
Many people travel on foot.
You're carrying too much. You'll slow us down.
One night, 2 months later, when it's Jack's turn to be on guard.
I hope the Indians don't find us.
More pale faces.
The convoy's leader is woken by the shooting.
Indians! They've stolen some horses!
The convoy travels on. One day, they have to cross a fast-flowing river.
Lead the way, Jack.
I can't! The horses are scared!
Suddenly, there's an accident. Judy is swept away by the current.
Help!
Judy! No!
Judy drowns. But Jack and Alan continue the journey together. They are exhausted as they cross the Nevada desert.
This is a nightmare.
Look! Another dead mule!
After 5 months of traveling, they finally reach the small town of Sacramento in California.
All these people have come looking for gold, like us.
They buy the tools that they need to go gold panning in the river.
2 gold pans, please.
I've only got one left.
3 weeks later, Jack and Alan put up their tent in a remote part of the mountains.
Tomorrow, we'll start looking for gold.
The next day, Jack fills and swirls his gold pan in the river.
It's just gravel and sand.
Suddenly, he sees some sparkling dust in the pan.
Gold! I can't wait to be rich!
I can't believe this is true!
Jack dreams of being rich. He and Alan mark out their territory with wooden posts. Later, the two friends go hunting for food in the forest.
Over there, a hare!
They find some strangers on their territory when they return.
Hey, you there!
Get lost!
But that night, the men tell their story around the campfire.
We are French. We'll set up our camp further on.
One day, Jack and Alan go to Golden Rock, a gold miner's camp.
We've got quite a bit of gold.
Let's spend it.
There are lots of foreigners in the camp.
Look, Chinese and Mexicans.
They go into the store. They get their gold weighed.
That's 5 grams.
And buy the new equipment and food that they need. That evening, Jack and Alan play cards in the saloon.
I'll put a bullet in you if you cheat.
With the last of their gold, they buy drinks for all the customers in the saloon.
Drinks for everyone!
Back at the river, the two men are building a long tom for washing gold.
This is better than a gold pan. I'm sure we'll find gold nuggets now.
The end.